Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We're on Chaf Beis Amid Beis. We are on Chaf Beis Amid Beis in the second to bottom line. We ended off yesterday saying that there is a machlokes. This is a machlokes, not a machlokes. What do you do when you have, why is one gzera shava better than another gzera shava? In other words, why is a gzera shava where you're mufne from one side worse or better than it's mufne from both sides? Mufne from both sides mean the word is completely extra in both sides. They have a gzera shava here from yitzira to yitzira, from an animal to man. It's extra by animal, it's extra by man. Or you can make a gzera shava where, let's say, to the taninim, where it's not really extra, because it says that Hashem created the taninim, and it doesn't say another thing about the taninim. So I need to know that Hashem created them. So that's not really extra. So what's better or worse? So Rabbi Shmuel, I'm on the second to bottom line, right? This is the same Rabbi Shmuel who actually came up, who told us such a thing as a gzera shava. So right, Rabbi Shmuel, my ikabein mufna mitarech el mufna mishnei tadadim. What's the difference between if it's mufna from one side or it's mufna from both sides? Tell you what, nafkamina heicha deika mufna mitarechad u mufna mishnei tadadim. If you have a gzera shava where it's free on one side and you have another gzera shava where it's free on both sides, Shavkinan mufna mitzad echad, we avoid the mufna on one side, v'alfinan mufna mishnei tzadim, and we will rather use the gzera shava where it's mufna from both sides. Good? It's a better gzera shava because it's a both available. Ulahachi afnuya rachmana lebehem mishnei tzadim. That's why the Torah, the Gemara, earlier used the gzera shava from man to animal, because they're both mufne. Rather than learn from taninim, which the taninim side is not mufne at all. I need to know that Hashem created the taninim. Assuming that you want to say vayivra and vayitzar, you can make a gzera shava like that. Assuming you're going to say that. At the end of the day, it's still not mufne. He learned this entire hierarchy of gzeirah shavas, but lakula. How so? it's going to be more makel. Kol gzeirah shava she'eino mufne kol ikar. If it's not mufne at all from either side. So before we said you can't learn such a gzeirah shava. Now we say no, lemeidin, we can learn it. Umeshivin, but you can have a kash on it. Mufne mitad echad. If it's mufne on one side, l'Rabbi Yishmael lemeidin ve'meshivin. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you can learn it. You can't ask a kasha. L'Rabbanon, l'meidin u'meshivin. Mufne mishnei tzadim. If it's mufne on both sides, divri hakol l'meidin ve'meshivin. Everyone holds l'meidin and ve'arno kashas. Now, u'l'Rabbanon na'ifne ve'mufne mitarechad l'she'en ha'mufne kol ikar. So according to the Rabbanon, what's the difference? In both, if it's ain't a mufne at all, or only mufne on one side, the rule we just said now is, you can make a gzera shava, but you can have a kash on it. There really isn't any difference. Nafkamina, heicha de mishkachas na mufne mitad echad, v'she'en mufne kol ikar. You have a situation where, let's say, it's mufne on one side, or it's not mufne at all. Ulahai v'lav lahai itzle pircha, v'lav lahai itzle pircha. And there are no kashas to ask. There are no kashas. Nevertheless, shavkinan she'en mufne kol ikar, gamrinan mufne mitad echad. We will avoid the mufne that's not mufne at all, and we will rather learn the gzera shava that at least is mufne from one side. Even though you don't have a kasha, maybe tomorrow you'll have a kasha. Right? Even if tomorrow you have a kasha, it makes no difference. There's no kasha, there's no kashas to ask. Still, a word that is extra is better than a word that's not extra. That's just the way it is. Now, v'hacha mai pircha ikka, what kind of pircha could we have here? What kind of pircha could we have? We said we have a kasha. What kind of kasha can you have in a gzera shava? The answer is, mishum dika lemifrach, the following question. Ma la adam shekein metame michayim. You're telling me that if a person has a miscarriage of something that looks like an animal, it's considered a human because it's a gzera shava from animals to humans. However, animals are very different than humans. What's the difference? Humans can become tame when they're alive and animals can't. Right? Humans can become tame when they're alive. Tame mates, any tame. Animals are only tame when they're dead. There's no such thing as an animal being tame when it's alive. No such thing. Therefore, how on earth can you make a gzeirah shavah comparing the two? It's so different. That would be the kasha. Okay? The chain also. Amr b'chir bar Abba, Amr b'yochanan. Heinu time of the Rameir. This is the reason of Rameir. Ho'il, v'nemr bo yitzira b'ka'adam. Because it says yitzira, just like it says yitzira by man. That's why if a woman has a miscarriage, it looks like an animal, she still is considered a leda, and then therefore she becomes tamei. Why? Because it's a gzeira shava. Amuler v'ami, elamayata. See if that's true. Hamapel is demut har. So if she miscarries something that looks like a mountain, she should also become Tameh. Shenemar, because it says, Kihina Yotzehar and Bori Ruach. Hashem creates mountains. Right? Ask the Aruch Laner, but wait a minute. A mountain is not a Zachar and a mountain is not an Akiva.
Okay. And the animals. We've never mentioned Zachar and Akiva yet.
What? I understand, but the point is, we're going to treat it as a Chumrah from both ends.
So why would you use a chumrah both ends of this one?
Because it's not a zakar, it's not an akiva.
It's nothing.
Exactly.
These things are anything.
So the Aruch Hanan answers, true, it's nothing. But the word har is a lashon zakar. You hear that? That's what he answers. Okay. Amalei har mikam apelas? No. A woman cannot miscarry something as large as a mountain, even a small mountain. You can't miscarry something that large. Evan who? She can miscarry a small little thing. You ever see a miscarriage? A tiny minuscule. The Kamapelas, who gush ikri? It's a gush, it's a clump.
Yeah.
I know, it's just, I don't know.
That'd be crazy.
Elamayata. What?
Every time somebody has a miscarriage, we have to look at it like a Warshawski.
Exactly. Elamayata, if that's true, then what about this one? Hamapelas ruach, te imo temeleda. What about if she miscarries something that looks like wind? I thought, looks like, you know, a painting will make like a storm, right? However, they. And that's what it looks like. Right?
Some kind guess
of,
what you think it is now.
Hol v'nerbo bria k'adam. Let's say bria by just like Adam in that pasuk there. Dechsev ubori ruach. Right? Where's that pasuk, by the way? That pasuk's in a place called Amos. Right? So, right? By the way, the pasuk has nothing to do with anything. It's a Musar pasuk. Hashem created this, Hashem created that, Hashem created you, and you don't behave. That's what the pasuk's really saying. You want to tell me it's not mufne? You hear this? You want to tell me it's not mufne? Mi dehavile lemichtav yotzer harim v'ruach. Right? I had to say it. Right? Because the pasuk says yotzer harim uvore ruach. Okay? Uksiv uvore ruach shmamen alaf nuyeh. Just the opposite. It went out of its way to say two lashonas of creation. One for the har, one for the ruach. So what do you see? It's extra. Amalei, listen to this. Done in Dvar Torah with Divrei Torah, they ain't done in Dvar Torah with Divrei Kabbalah. Now you don't make a gzeirah shavah from Torah to Navi. You only make a gzeirah shavah from Torah to Torah. You don't do that. You can make a gzeirah shavah from Parshas Bereishis to Amos.
No.
What kind of gzeirah shavah is that? Now the Tosfos Rosh points out, there are places in Shas where we do it. Our times you do it. So he answers, there are a few answers. One answer is really that Gzeirah Shavah is just like an asmachta. That's not really the source. You can't compare Torah to, it's just an asmachta. It says something over here, it says something in Amos, we'll make a comparison. Really the Makar is not a Gzeirah Shavah. The Heek doesn't give that answer. He says that if we're back into a corner and we have no other way of learning, we will learn from Divrei Kabbalah. But here we don't have to. Okay? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar B'Yochanan, Haina Taima D'Rav Meir. A whole nother reason. What's the reason? Hoel, since, listen to this reason. Why, again, what did Rav Meir say? Rav Meir said we compare animals to humans. Why? In terms of what? That if she miscarries something that looks like an animal, she becomes, it's considered a valid leda and she has a miscarriage. Why? So first we said it's a Gzeirah Shavah. Now a whole new reason. Listen to this reason. Hoel ve'enehem domos kishal adam. Because the eyes of animals look like the eyes of people. Rashi says, what does that mean?
Which animal?
All animals.
Really?
Yeah. So Rashi says, only in one respect. Shachur sheba'ayin have ugul kibehema, bebehema kishaladam. The black part of the eye is round, just like a human. Aval hadogim, aval dedogim lav ugulhu. It's not round. That's what Rashi says. We're going to change that in a minute. Elamayata, if that's true, Hamapelas Demus Nachash. So if someone, if a woman miscarries something that looks like a snake, Teheimo Tamei Aleda, she should be Tamei. Why? Howel, since the Galgal Eno, stick in the word Galgal. Galgal Eno Kishal Adam, the Galgal, the ball of the eye, is like a human. And if you want to tell me, Eno Chanami, you're right, then listen to Nachash. Why is the Nachash included? Why is the Nachash included in the Mishnah? Why didn't Rebbe say that? Look at the third Tosfos. Listening Nachash. Right? Says Tosfos. What do you mean? Afagaftik Tony Nachash. Nachaya. V'nachash b'klal chaya. Nachash is included in a chaya. Dechsev, like it says. V'nachash haya arum. The Nachash was smarter. Mikal chaya sasada. From all the animals. Nachash is already a chaya. So I don't need a special thing to tell me Nachash is included. It's already included. Why? It's a chaya. Answers to us, no. La'achar sheniktitzu raglav, after its feet were cut off, lo mikri chaya stam. It's not called a chaya anymore. Ella chaya haromeses. It's only now it's called a chaya that creeps. V'lo havi b'chal chaya demasisa. It's not included in the chaya anymore. Right? Not included in the chaya anymore. It's not a chaya anymore. It's a new thing now. It's a serpent. Used to be one of the chayas. Now it became a snake, a creepy crawly thing. It's included a remes chaya now. So don't ask me that kasha. So, but if it's true, if you want to tell me it's true that a nachash looks like a human, so then why didn't Rameir include it? So the Gemara answers: Itana nachash. Had it only said nachash, had it said nachash, have I mean I would have thought. But nachash would deplete the rabbanon led Rameir. I would have thought that only in the nachash they argue under Rameir. The loksiv beyitira. Because it doesn't say Yitzira. Avol behema v'chaya lo pligi. But by behema and chaya, maybe they wouldn't argue. Tiksiv be Yitzira. Because it says Yitzira, therefore he couldn't say Nachash. He couldn't say Nachash because he didn't want to mislead what the Chacham are arguing on him. Now what's the Gemara? Wait a minute. V'gabi mumin kitani la. But we have a din by mumin. It says, es shigalgal eino ugl. Kishal Adam, as says Rashi, look at the Rashi of Vahavi Gabi Mumin Tani La, a little up. Klomar, Hechi Amarta, how could you say the Ein Behema Doma Le Adam? That's in the same. Vahagabi Mumin HaBachar, Ketani La BeBachoros, but we have Mumin of Bachars in Bachoros, Vishagadal Eino Havi Mum. That's a Mum. Umidachashiv Le Mum, Nimsa Shein Derek Behema Liyot Eino. That's the same. The different woman by eyes. Lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Ha. The ukma. Here we're talking about what are they similar in? Animals and humans regarding eyes. They're not similar in only one thing. Ukma. They're both black. They both have a black center. Ha. Beitzira. Over there by the mums. They're different. Yeah, that's the way they're formed. So different rules because they're formed differently. What do they have in common? That they're black. It's the only thing they have in common.
One part of it is
black. One part of it is black, correct. That's enough.
That whole eye is black.
Correct. That's not true. That's not true. Like I was just thinking, by a cow. Yeah. So a cow has a very large black, but it's white in there also. There is.
Yeah, it drops.
Not on every animal. Like I was thinking, an elephant. Is it true by an elephant also? I don't know. I don't know. It's not such an easy answer here. The next one's even more fascinating. Rabbi Yanai Omer, no, a different reason. Hayna time at the Rabbi Meir. Hovel veinem holchos lefnem kishal adam. No, you know why humans are compared to animals? Because they have the eyes in front of their head. Animals have the eyes in front of the head. Humans have their eyes in front of them. Who doesn't? Who? Fish. So, but fish were included with oath. Right? Vare Ov, I'm sorry. Ov was included in Behemah and Chaya, as opposed to fish. Right? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, when Rameir learned his din, right back in the Mishnah, let's go back to just to make sure that I'm right. When Rameir, 1 minute, when Rameir said his din, he said, Hamapelas Behemah Chaya Ov, Bain Tamein, Bain Tahorin, it's a Leda. A bird and creepy crawly is not a Leda. So what do you mean? Birds have eyes on their sides. right? Vare ov the ain of halchas lefanav. The cover of mayor the tame. Right? So by the answer, we're talking about owls. Right? Owls have the eyes in the front. Like a you. Huh?
One bird that doesn't.
Right. Vare ov the ain of halchas lefanav the cover of mayor the tame. Says Rashi. Rashi says lefnehem la fuke dogim. To exclude fish, the einehem b'tzidehem, which have eyes on the side, the chay nachash, and also a nachash. So I have a scientific question. I've asked this to scientists. No one gives me a straight answer. I didn't ask this question. This question is raised in Moby Dick. I thought it was a fascinating question. Most fish doesn't apply. This question is not applicable to most fish. It's only applicable to gigantic whales.
Which are not fish.
Which are not fish, but they live in the water. The question is as follows. You ever see a picture of a whale? So the dolphin. Dolphin has eyes on the side of its head, but the point of the head is so narrow that the two eyes can see ahead. A fish like this. There's an eye over here, and an eye over here. Their eyes are completely. They're not seeing the same thing. How is the brain able to see two different things? What happens? How can the brain process two different events? Because it's seeing the left side of his body and the right side of his body. And even if it's going to go look forward, it'll take so far for the eyes to hook up because they're so far apart from each other. You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah.
No one's been able to answer this question.
So the question is.
The question is, we can't do that.
Therefore what?
So what does the fish see? What does his brain interpret? There's a shark coming from that end, and there's a shark coming from that end. So it sees two events at the same time in its brain. Is that true? How do we know that?
Well, how else is it going to do?
Well, I don't know. As an answer, I don't know. So one scientist told me it cannot see two. The brain can't do that, and somehow it merges them, but he didn't know how. So I thought it was a fascinating question. It's right over here, right? It's a Gemara. The fish don't have eyes in front of the head. They don't have it. Now, by most fish. Most fish, they're very narrow, so it doesn't come. It's not a shiloh. Only a shiloh by whale. Yeah.
There's on one side. You said that on both sides there's a shark. What if on one side is a shark, the other side is a super tanker?
I understand. So what does it see? I understand. Anyway, so we have a kasha. Then why are birds on the list? Birds don't have eyes on the side. Birds have eyes on the side. Amar Abaya, Bekaya, Bekifufa. We're talking about owls.
You can try to find a meal on every single animal.
Correct. One minute. Ubishar Ophos, low? Well, what about other birds? Meshvei, Rechenina Ben Antignus, Omer. Niridivir, listen to this. Says Rechenina Ben Antignus. I think maybe we should turn on the AC.
Yes.
It's from outside. Nirin divir meir b'behem of achaya. I think meir is right by animals. V'divir chachamim b'ofos. But the chachamim are right by birds. What did the chachamim say? The chachamim said it doesn't apply by birds. It doesn't apply by animals. It doesn't apply by anything. Right? It has to be a human. So what do you mean? I think they're right by birds. What does that mean? My ofos. Ilay b'achaya v'kifufa. If we're talking about owls. Maishna behem of a chayah, they need halachas of them, kishal adam, kari kifufinami. The owls aren't any different. Right? The owls aren't any different. Did I just skip?
No.
Right? Ile, bekaya, bekifufa. So maishna behem of a chayah, they need halachas of them, bekishal adam, kari kifufinami. So what kind of differentiation is that? Ella, rather, pshita, besharofos. It must be talking about the other birds. Michlal, the Rameir Paulik Bashar Ophos. The Rameir argues on the other birds and holds all birds are like humans, which doesn't make any sense because their eyes are not in the front. Therefore, Chasur Mechzer of Ahachikton. The whole thing's missing over here. Here's have to read it. Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignus Omer like this. Nirin Diver Meir Behemoth Machaya. I think Rameir is right by Behemoth and Chayas. For who are Din Lekar Bekifufa. And I think Bekai Kifufa is also right. Why? All those animals have eyes in the front. I think the Chachamim are right by other birds. By the way, because by the way, Rameir didn't even argue on that. Rameir agrees other birds are no good. other birds, the mayor agrees. No, those birds are not like humans. The eyes are not in the front. Ay, Vatanya. Amar Belazar, Rab Tzadok. Hamapelas min behem of Achaya. Liver mayor Vlad. Liver come ain of Vlad. Uba ovos tibodek. And when it comes to a bird, you have to check it out. Lamanti bodek. What do you mean, check it out? Lav, Lir, Diver, Rab Meir. Aren't you checking out according to a mayor? To Amar, Kai Bikifufa in Shire Ophos, low. Right? Aren't you checking it out to see whether or not it's a owl? Amar Vachabre Davika, no, low. Tibadek Le Rabbanon. No, we're going to check it out according to the Rabbanon. In other words, the Rabbanon are going to agree with owls, but for a different reason. Kaya Vikifufa in. What am I up to? Low. Tibadik Larabana. The Arma Karbaki Vufa in. Sharofos low. Right? So the Chachamim will agree that owls are included for a different reason. Maishna Karbaki Vufa mi behema vachaya. Why are they different? Hubble Vyesha listos kadam. Because they have cheeks. Right? Owls have cheeks. No bird has a cheek. Only owls have cheeks like a person. That's why it's similar to a human. It has nothing to do with the eyes. So just one historical note over here. We say over here that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok said that Tibadek, right? Tibadek. La Laman Tibadek, La Vladiver Meir. So it's impossible. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok never saw Rabbi Meir in his life. He lived before the base destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and Rabbi Meir lived after. Well, so,
what?
Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok.
Yeah,
so did his son.
His son, and he lived afterwards.
But even if he did, Rabbi Meir lived 200 years after that. 100 years after that.
He
says over here that it can't be the same person.
He
says over here that he was a contemporary of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkacz and Shimon Chanan who lived during the destruction. So it can't be that he saw Rameir in the Beis HaMikdash and said this. It can't be. So either he gives two answers. Either there's two of them, which he was a dochet to say. This is the Yechusei Tanayim v'Amroim discussed this. The Sefer Yuchsin says that there must have been two of them. Two people with the same name. The Yaifa says that's unlikely. Two people with such a strange name, Elazar ben Tzadok, unlikely. Correct. So the best answer is going to be no. That Rameir Shita was floating around. It then became recorded in the name of Rameir. So when he said this, he meant the Shita. It's like, you know, we're sticking it back in. And it was Rameir Shita, but at that time it wasn't Rameir yet, because he wasn't born. Or he was a little boy. That's all. Okay. Next. Listen to this question. By Rameir, 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 according to Rameir, to Amar, who says, Behema Bime Isha, right? So what do you have inside you? You're having a Behema inside you. Vlad Ma'alyahu. And what do we say? It's a Vlad Ma'alyah. Why is it a Vlad Ma'alyah? Because if she miscarries it, it's considered a Leda. Right? So, the Kibel Bey of a Kiddushin Mahu. What if the father accepts Kiddushin for this Uber on behalf of Reuben?
What?
Reuben comes over to the father and says, I'm really interested in marrying your daughter. I see your wife is pregnant. I think she's pregnant. I'll give you Kesef Kiddushin right now. And she's Kiddushin to me. She's Mekudeshes to me. According to those who hold that you're allowed to be Meir. I think it's Meir. That you're allowed to be Maknish Dov or Shalom Bala Olam. That's the first.
I don't know if it's a girl.
If it's a girl.
Oh, well. You made that tonight.
What?
Tonight.
Right, made that tonight. Right, a lot of tonight.
What? She's a girl,
and she's cute. Exactly. Lamai Nafkamina. Lamai Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? Litsure Ba'achosa. So the Nafkamina is, am I now usher to this girl's sister? Because you're not allowed to marry two sisters. Right? Says Tosfos, wait a minute. How about a better question? How about the Nafkamina is, are you married to her? Forget the sister. Are you married to this person? Right? Says Tosfos, second to last Tosfos. L'inyin Gufa, what about the girl herself? Lo boy, im havi aleha chayim b'shamesh azish. What if someone else marries this woman? Are they over Eishes Ish? Oh, im chayev haharga. What if you kill this person? Are you chayev for murder? Is the person considered a person? Tepshitalei dein chaya gimel shanim shetehei bats bia. Now there's no question she's not living until 3 years old. Because if she looks like a behema, you want to talk about cute, if she looks like a behema, but as I said, you have a behema inside you. So it's a problem. Humans don't look like that. The answer is, she's not living till 3. So there's no bia issue, there's no murder issue. Veloshna, shana, veloshna, shotei treifa. There's no question she's a treifa. So she's not even living, she's not even chayav murder if you kill this person, assuming he gets born. There's no bia, there's no murder. Mihu havi mati limi bai imaruveya chayav skila kedin al baal behema. What about that one? Are you chayav skila if you have relations with it like a behema? That Tosfos doesn't answer that question. By the way, we're going to see in a minute the whole thing was a joke. This whole question was a joke. Anyway, so Tosfos said to the Gemara, back to the Gemara, remember the Chai? You're telling me this person, this being can live? That's only true. The only time we say this is if let's say it looks like a dog. You have something inside that looks like a dog. It's a behemoth. So this only is true if inside a dog, this fetus will grow up to be a dog. But if inside you, it's never going to grow up. The whole thing is going to get off the ground, this question. Not living. The only question is miscarriage and tumah is later or not. How can you keep me makadosh this? So Gemara answers, Amar Vachar Yaakov, Ad kan evi Reb Yirmi el Reb Zeira el Deit Gichoch. You're right. The whole reason why Reb Yirmi asked this question was to get a smile out of Reb Zeira.
Reb Yirmi question.
Exactly, wait. V'lo Gichoch, it didn't work. It didn't work. So look at... What?
You got angry.
No, look at Rashi. Left Rashi. L'Deit Gichoch Schok. B'chol tach bulot halalu asak Reb Yirmi. Reb Yirmi asked all these crazy questions. Lahavi Reb Zeira l'day tzchok, to get him to give a smile. V'lo tzachak, it didn't work. The asr la'adam shi'imal tzchok piv. You're not allowed to enjoy yourself in this world. V'rmeir chamer tfei. V'rmeir was very, very machmir, not halacha. Why was he so machmir? Even in Divrei Torah, he wouldn't smile. Even in Divrei Torah, we know that, what does it say? That when it comes to the Zohar says, but all of you're not allowed to be happy in this world. Avot tzarech shetei simcha b'divrei Torah. Mitzvah is a Torah. You're supposed to enjoy doing mitzvahs. You're supposed to enjoy it. That you're allowed to enjoy. You're allowed to get a geschmack. You're allowed to. Not only you're allowed to, you should. Right? As far as there was machmor on that. By the way, that the Maariv Chayit says, that's how Rabbi Yirmiyah always asks these kinds of questions. We have to wait for 7 years to get this shot over here in Rabbi Yirmiyah. That he Bedavka did this to always get a smile out of people. Many times these questions are legitimate questions. I know. That's because they don't like
it.
No, he's not the class clown. They don't like the fact. All his questions are, you didn't give a good definition. Because I have a crazy question which puts you into a corner. Now, on the one hand, he's right. On the other hand, it's like, come on. So it's both are true. He did it to get a smile out of you. And he did it also to refine the shita, right? Well, if the bird's over here, and what if it's on the goal line? Come on. Yeah, on the one hand, you can say, come on. On the other hand, what's the story? You didn't give an answer, right? Both are true. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's personality. Why? What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why didn't Reb Zeira ever want to be happy? So the Chavetz Chaim says like this, that many times in Shas, we find that he was always bitzar, and he always was a parush, and he would remain a parush even in something mutter. Why, I don't know. But there's one other famous story in Shas where they explain it in the exact same way. What, anyone remember that story? That Reb Zeira was always never smiled, never was in a good mood. There's a famous story. It was Purim. Rava gets up and shechts Reb Zeira. Right? We have that story? And then he davened, he davened for him, he should get. So most hold didn't literally happen. Many hold, it was the exact same thing over here. Rava said to Reb Zeira, what's the matter with you? Even on Purim? Even on Purim, you're not going to be happy? I'll shecht you. He didn't shecht him. I'll, I'll, I'll do anything. I mean, daven for him. I'll even daven for you. I can't get you to smile. I'll daven for you. You hear that? And then he got healed. What does it mean he got healed? Right. He davened, he got healed.
He smiled.
Right? That's what, you have to fit all the Rav Zera stories together.
Very difficult.
Right? Okay. Fine. From now to the end of the page, we're going to learn it's very difficult Gemara now about miscarriages, different types of miscarriages, miscarried blood and body parts.
So now it wasn't difficult?
No, it wasn't difficult. I mean, this Rav Zera thing was a nice interlude, a nice break. The thing with the eyes was nice, you know. The thing with the Nachash. Okay, here we go. Amr Gufa, Amr Yudah Marav, Lo Amr Rameir. Rameir didn't say his pshat, that what? That a woman is tameh if she miscarries something that looks like an animal. Ella hoel ubamino miskayim. If it will survive inside the appropriate animal. So you have a dog inside you. In a dog, it'll live to be a dog. And you have an elephant inside you. So in an elephant, it'll grow up, it'll live, and it'll. Armor of Yirmiyahu Midifti. Afananamitanina. We learned that already. Hamapelas kim behem machayev of. Divei Reb Meir. Okay, you have to see Rashi for this. Because the Gemara, there's a girsa change over here. Rashi says it's the best. Reisha b'mesechtas b'chorot, in the beginning of b'chorot, one of the follows. V'achi k'tadi, on the second line of Rashi. Yesh b'chor l'nachla v'ein b'chor l'kohen. There's such a thing as a b'chor l'nachla, but not for pidyon ha'ben. What does that mean? V'kachashiv v'azil ha'mapelas n'behem m'chayiv v'ov. Let's say a woman miscarries n'behem m'chayiv v'ov, and everyone's all sad, and then a year later she's pregnant. And you know what? Mazel tov, she has a boy. So that boy is the Bechor regarding Nachla. But it's not the Bechor regarding Pidyon HaBen. Why not? Because she miscarried already. She already had a pet derechem. It didn't survive. It looked like a dog. It doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter. So Haba Acharav, the second child, is Bechor l'Nachla. It's the Bechor regarding Nachla. The halav Bechor hu legabe Nachla. Delochai. The other one is not a Bechor l'Nachla, didn't survive. Right? But, Ein Bechor l'Kohen. Sharezeh Peteres HaRechem. The first one was opened up the womb. So the second one now can't be, there's no Peter HaBen. However, it is a Bechor l'Nachla. That's for Meir Shita. V'chachamim Omrim, no, the whole thing is nonsense. Ad Shehebo Mitzuras Adam. No, it has to be a miscarriage of a human. Then, what Meir said is true. Didn't survive. So the first one is the Peter Rechim, but the second one is Bechol Nachla. Okay? Hamapeles sandal. If somebody miscarries something that looks like a shoe, a sandal, Oshilia, or a placenta, Oshapir, or some kind of tissue, Mirukam, Vayote, Mechutach, I come to it all in pieces. Haba Achra Bechol Nachla, the Ener Bechol Kohen. Same story. The second one's the Bechor regarding Yerusha, but the first one, but not for Peter Rechim. Why not? So already was a Peter Rechem. And if you want to tell me now that the first child can live, if it can live, then the second one would be a Bechol Nachla. Obviously, it can't live. So we know this already. Or does the mayor have to repeat himself? We know it can't live. Really, it can live. The shiny Hassam. Over there, it's different. Why? So, one thing. Really, it can live. Which is why I needed Remeir to come tell me here that no, it can't live. So if it can't live, what about by Bechor? It's repeating over there. No, over there, we said it for a different reason. Because by Bechor, it's a different halacha. Damakar, Rashis Ono. It says Rashis Ono. Right? Which means, Ono, what does Ono mean? Koach, the first strength. But it also, what kind of word? It's a funny word. Why didn't it say? Reishas Kofi. What's Reishas Ono? Ono is related to the word Onin, which means Mi Shalibo Dava Olav. The only time a baby is considered a Bechor is if the father will be upset and sad that it died. Yatsuzusha Ein Libo Dava Olav. If there's a miscarriage, they don't have that reaction. They don't have that kind of reaction. Right? Why? Because first of all, it's a miscarriage. Second of all, it didn't even look like a human being. So there's no avails on that. Right? No avails on that. Therefore, There's no raya from the Mishnah in Bechoros whether or not it could live or not. Therefore, I need the mayor to say it here, it can't live. Even if it could live, still would there would be no Bechor. Why? Because the father wouldn't care. Okay? Next. Boy Minei Rav Ad Debar Ava Me'abaya. Lir Rav Meir, the Amar, who said, Behemah Bim Isha Vlad Mal Yehu, that a behemah inside a woman is considered a valid leza. What about the opposite? Adam Bime Behemah Mai. What about an Adam forming inside an animal? Says Rashi. Listen to this Rashi. Says Rashi. Adam Bime Behemah. Bime Behemah. An Adam inside a behemah. Shachta, Yeshachta Behemah, Yeshachta Goat. V'nimtzaba demus adam, and you find inside it demus adam. Is it a ben pekua or not? If it would be a goat, we know it's a ben pekua. Mi amrinan ki hechid the azul meir baser ime. We know the meir follows the mother, and therefore it's a ben pekua, and you can eat it even though it's alive. Hachanami zil baser behema v'shari la'achila. Same thing over here. Is this human-looking thing edible? You have a passion? Says the Gemara, L'mayin afkamina, what's the difference? Like I just said, like Rashi just explained, to eat it. V'tivshot lei, mehada amar mehada Rabbi Yochanan. Let's answer it in what Rabbi Yochanan said. Damar Rabbi Yochanan said like this, Hashachet is a behema, someone shechs a behema, umatza bad mus yona, and you find inside something that looks like a yona, asa b'achil, you're not allowed to eat it. Even though a yona is a kosher bird, but the din of Ben Pekua only applies by the same species, not by a bird. The yon is kosher. You're still not allowed to eat it. So what do you see from here? You can't eat this adam either. How can you compare? Listen to this. Hasam by a bird, lo parsos ikka. It doesn't have split hooves, but lo parsos. Doesn't even have a hoof. Haka, but over here, by a human, nihid, the parsos leka. It doesn't have hoofs. Nevertheless, parsa mil ikka, it still has a foot. Had something. So maybe that Rabbi Yochanan only excluded birds. They don't even look, they don't have feet like a human. Like mammals. Mammals. But animals, humans, they have feet like mammals, like each other. So maybe they're comparable. And then it's mutter. Right? That question's not answered. Okay? You hear that? That question's not answered. Next. The Chachamim Omrim, Kol She'ein Bo. The Chachamim said no. If it doesn't look like a human, there's no tumas leida because it's not a leida. It has to look like a human. Amar v'yirmi bar Abba, Amar Rab, Hakol modim. Everybody agrees that this is Rab talking. Everybody agrees. Gufo tayish. If the guf looks like a goat, upon of Adam, but the face looks like an Adam. Adam, it's an Adam. Why? Because we're going to go after the face. Gufo Adam. If the guf looks like an Adam, the tefan of tayish, and the face looks like a goat. V'loklum, that's nothing. Why is that nothing? It's not a human. Therefore, in the Chacham hold, there's no tumas leida. Lo nechleku, they only argue, Elashab upon of Adam, in the face, looks like an Adam, ubnivra be'ein achas kibehema. And one of its eyes looks like a behema. Even though it's an Amar Aleph, doesn't look the same, they don't really look the same. Right? Shemeir Omar, me too as Adam. Shemeir held, it's enough if it looks a little bit like a human.
Somewhere, the
eyes, the colors. Yeah. We're talking about the shape, I guess. Chacham say, no, it has to look like Adam completely. Look at Rashi, it's for the, a little further down. Remeir Omer, mituras, v'chacham omer, kol tzuras. Shemeir Omer, kibin sheyesh bo mituras Adam. Since it looks a little bit like an Adam, have a vlad, afagav de'en kol tzuras or tzuras Adam. Even though it's not 100%. The Chacham say, 100%. Amalo l'rav, amalo, amalo l'rav yirmir bar Abba, v'ibchatanya. We learned the opposite. Rebeir Omar called tzuras. Rebeir said completely. V'chachamim omrim, mi tzuras. And the chachamim said, no, a little bit. Amalohu, itanya tanya. So if you learned it that way, what can I tell you? You have a bride that says that, I can't, what can I tell you? Says Rashi, shamate ani me rav, ma shamarti. I heard what I heard. I heard what can I tell you? I heard what I heard. You have a different version? Go take it to the bank. What can I tell you? Amar Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Netzach, forehead, Vagvinim, gvinim eyebrows, vainayim eyes, vasaltos and cheeks, the gabos hazakon, and the I guess the bones of the beard, achu kulum ke'echad. They have to be all in one. They have to all be there. Rava amar chasa, chasa is the name of a chacham. Chasa no. Metach vagabin vaayin vasaltos vagabazakon achu kulum ke'echad. They all have to be there.
What are they arguing about?
Because they're below pliyah. Not even arguing. Ha. Rabbi Yochanan's talking about Kaman Darma Kol Tsuras, has to be all there. And Ha and Chas is talking about Kaman Darma Mitsuras. Only part, only not all of it, most of it, part of it. Meisvei, wait a minute. Tsuras Panim Sha'amru, the Tsuras Panim that we said, Afilu parts of Echa Mina part Tsufin. Even if it's one aspect of a face of many aspects. Chutz Mina Ozek, but it doesn't have to have ears. Lememra, the Michad, Nami Sagi, you want to tell me now that one is good enough? That one feature is good enough? Even if you hold that according to the Chachamim now, we say Mitzuras, some parts have to be there. Some have to be there. Even one is good enough? Chasa didn't say that. Chasa said you don't have to have every single feature, you have to have majority of them. Eyebrows, forehead, right, nose is missing, ears are missing, but the face of the beard is there, the cheeks. Can't have one thing. I'm not sure what this answer is. Amar Abaya, ki tanya hi la'akev tanya. He was saying it to be ma'akev, u command amar kol tsuros. And he was talking about every single feature. I'm not sure what that means. Right. What he means is that even if one ear is missing, it's a problem. Why? Because he held this bride to hell. It has to be every single feature. V'boy say, or I'll give you another answer. Lo, command our mitzvahs. Really, it can be you have to have most of them. Umay echad. What does it mean? It means echad echad. What does that mean? You have to have. When I said one, I didn't mean only one. I meant one of every of the major organs here: the forehead and the eyebrows and the beard. So it's the same shita. Amar Rava, two more lines. Amar Rava, Nivra Ke'ein Achas. If his guy is created with one eye, there's a formation inside. Ubi Yerech Echad, and one Yerech. So Minatad, if the thigh is where it's supposed to be on the side of your body, then Emo Temeya. But Be'emsa, if it's in the middle of the body, which is a complete abnormality, then Emo Tahora. Why? That's not even illegal. Amar Rava, the Veshto Nakuv, if the Veshet is sealed, Emo Temeya. It's she's Tame. Well, it's still called a Leda. Veshto Atum, what's Atum? Oh, I'm sorry, other way around. Veshto Nakuv, if there's a hole in it, it's Emo Temeya. Veshto Atum, but if it's called off totally, then Emo Tahora. Why? It can't live like that. It's not a Leda. Right? So we'll stop here by Tana Rabbanon. More of this tomorrow. The whole daf tomorrow so far, the whole Amud Aleph is more of the same. All this different kind of Gemara. Listen, it's still Torah. We're still going to learn it, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Learn, just don't understand it.